surely would think upon the works of God as we worship Him. Turn now to John chapter 1 to think about one of those great works of the gospel of Jesus Christ. John chapter 1, we'll be beginning the gospel of John this evening, and we'll read verses 1 through 18 in His word. So John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. These are the words of our God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and apart from Him nothing came into being that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. There was the true light, which, coming into the world, enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory. Glory is of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified about him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.' For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him." And those are God's words. Here the beginning of the Gospel of John begins. It starts with declaring that Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God. He is God. And yet also he is one of the persons of the one Godhead. He who created all things. Jesus Christ created the heavens and the earth. And there at that time of Christ's coming was the prophet John the Baptizer, who testified and witnessed to Christ's coming to the earth so that all would believe upon him. John himself, it says, was not the light. He was not the Christ. He testified, rather, about him. He testified about the light. He testified about Christ. But as Christ came incarnate with flesh and bones and a reasoning mind and soul, dwelling amongst the earth, amongst, it says, us, and in his coming and in his living, and his dying and in his rising, and his ascending and now his sitting on the throne, we see his glory. And proof after proof will be made through the Gospel of John, as we've covered it in the sermon series before. Proof after proof will be made that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin, our sins. If we believe on Him, and if you do believe on Him, you will have everlasting life. That is guaranteed to all who would believe. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we're thankful for your Son. We're thankful that He created the heavens and the earth by the word of His power. We're thankful that You have given Him for us to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, to bear Your wrath that we deserve for us, the penalty that we deserve for us, and be our propitiation, our wrath bearer. We're thankful, Father, that you have seen fit to send him. And now that he has risen, he is seated at your right hand as king. And we are a people who praise you for this. For it is only knowing that he is king that gives us great comfort in this life, that we still, and where we still struggle with sin, where we still struggle with the world around us, as we sang a moment ago. Father, we pray that we would not be defiled by the world, but rather that we be cleansed continuously until we are fully, perfectly sanctified and holy by your Son. Father, we're thankful for the light that you have brought us out of darkness and into your marvelous light. And yet we acknowledge that there may be some among us even here this evening that do not know you, who are in darkness. We pray that you would shower your light upon them and bring them to yourself and cause them to be born of you. We heard in the passage that those who believe, those who are your children, are not born because of flesh and blood, nor because of our own desires or will, but of God. And so, Father, we trust your process, we trust your plan, we trust your decrees and your providence, your sovereign goodness to us, your people. How in all things you work together for our, all things for our good. We're thankful for the Maine's new grandchild. Praise you for that child. We ask that you would bring that child to faith, even as Dave and Patty are able to witness and teach that child about you. Pray that you would shed light and show the light in the darkness, even to the rest of their family, to the rest of our families, where there are children, grandchildren who do not know you. Father, we pray that you would save your children. And remember your covenant promises. And cause us, please, Father, to trust your promises. And to trust you and your great plan. Father, we do this day pray for our government and our governing authorities, all who rule over us, our bosses, our anyone who's in authority over us, even in our own homes. We pray that you would save all of them, if that be your will, and that you would bring about a people who rule according to your word, and who love you, and who love Christ as King over all. That there would be no more rebellion against him. And yet, Father, we see the promise in Psalm 2 that they will rebel against him. Father, we pray it for those who do and who continue in that great sin, that you would bring about your justice at the right time. But Father, we plead for mercy, that you would save many. And that you would use us, your people, as weak vessels to bring that about, to share the word and be in prayer, that many would come to know your Son and the light that we hear about in our passage. Father, again, we pray for those who are sick. We pray that you would heal them in their bodies. And as we continue in our worship now, we ask that you would forgive us of our sins that we've committed, even sins here this evening. In your worship, being distracted or contemplating other things we ought not to be doing at this time. Father, we pray that we would rest in you alone. And you would enable us to do this by your great counselor and guide, the Holy Spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.